What is going on, everybody? Peace and love, peace and blessings. This is Superman, also known as David Williams, and today's topic is going to be the best gift my mother has ever given me. And for me, it was the experience of travel. Fun fact, my mother is retired these days, but back in the day, before she worked the job that she worked at, she wanted to be a flight stewardess. But at the time, when she wanted to be that, she couldn't because of the era that she grew up in. And it was still segregated. There was still very much prejudice and racism going around. And so she was told that she was too dark to be a flight stewardess. And it really hurt my heart to hear that. It really did, especially as a person who loves to travel. And so I guess to make up for that, what we used to do every year is we would travel somewhere. We would go sometimes even multiple times a year. I've been to Washington, D.C. I've been to Florida, different parts of it, Tampa, Orlando, Miami. I've been to New Jersey. I've been upstate. I've been to Maryland. I've been to Vegas. Some trips I took on my own. Some trips were with my mother at the time. And I think that was the best gift that she could have given me, was to travel. Because it's made me culturally diverse. And I'm not caught up in the black and white, if you will. I'm not caught up in that. You know, I've been around Hispanics, especially being from New York. New York is a melting pot by itself. And so I've been around, you know, of course, other blacks, of course, whites, Hispanics, Indians, Haitians, Jamaicans. Like, I really have grown up in a melting pot. And I'm grateful that before I was able to travel on my own, my mother exposed me to travel. You know, whether we went on a road trip, whether we took a flight, whether we went on a cruise, like, however it was meant for us to travel, we traveled, you know. And so I'm grateful that I have this thirst for travel, you know, and that my mindset is not stuck in New York. My mindset's not stuck here, you know. So even though physically I might be in New York, mentally I might be someplace else. Mentally I might be in Paris. Mentally I might be in Miami. Mentally I might be in California. You know, because I'm always looking up new adventures. I'm always looking up new things that I could, places that I could go. Atlanta was an experience. Shout out to Atlanta. Shout out to all my ATLians. And so, because I went last year, and I've made it a tradition where every year I go someplace new. And that was a tradition that my mother and my family, and before I got old enough to, again, to do it myself, that was a tradition that we started. And so I've pretty much kept up that tradition. My most recent place that I've been to was Philadelphia, and I've been there a couple of times here and there. So I love being culturally diverse. I really do. Like, I'm grateful that my mind is not solely in New York, even though I live here, even though, you know, physically I'm here. But mentally, my mind is always traveling. My mind is always someplace else, you know, because I feel like the world is my oyster still. You know, even being 36, like, I feel like the world is my oyster, you know. And I don't, there's a part of me that doesn't want to give that part up. There's a part of me that doesn't want to get to a point where I don't travel. There's a part of me that doesn't want to give that up yet, you know, because I feel like, even though I'm 36, I'm still youthful at heart. So I still want to explore stuff. I still want to see things. I still want to, you know, see what else is out there, man. I do. And, I'm grateful that, again, that my mother exposed me to travel when I was really young, because now it's like, if I can book a flight, I'm gonna book a flight. If I can book a bus trip, I'm gonna book a bus trip, you know? And it's the world is big, man. The world is big. And I don't want to trade all of that in for being just stuck in my city. Like, I don't want to trade all of that in. And I used to tell people all the time that my goal is not to live and die in New York. That ain't my goal. My goal is not that at all, you know? And so, like, I'm really looking at right now multiple properties, you know, from wherever I land, whether I land in Texas, whether I land in Miami, whichever comes first. I'm looking at multiple properties just to plant the seed that, okay, this is ultimately what I want. You know, a penthouse in Miami, a condo in Texas, an apartment in New York. Like, I'm really looking at stuff like that now because I like just being able to touch down and visit. I don't want to feel like wherever I land, like, I have to stay there. I don't like feeling like I have to stay anywhere. And when I start feeling like I have to stay somewhere, I think that's when, to me, it gets old. To me, it gets old. But, like, I've never liked feeling like I have to stay somewhere, you know? I've always liked feeling like, well, if I want to leave, I could. You know what I mean? Like, I've always liked feeling like that. And I think that's where my love for travel comes in. I do. I think that's where it comes in. I don't think that that's a feeling that's going away anytime soon. But, like, I love to travel. I do. And I'm grateful that my mother exposed me to travel very early on. I'm grateful that I've been able to travel to my own places, my own spaces, if you will. And like I said before, some of my own places that I've been is I've been to New Jersey. I've been upstate. I've been to Boston. I've been to Massachusetts. I crossed Vegas off my list. That was a dream place on my vision board that I wanted to go. Miami is like a second home to me. And I've been connecting with some really, really just awesome people down in Miami. So if it wasn't for my mother exposing me to travel, I would not be able to travel the way that I have, you know, or find my own places to travel. You know what I'm saying? So I really wanted to just sit that with you guys, you know, because for me, that was the best gift that my mother ever could have given me, was travel. Because it has really just transformed me into an eagle. And now, whenever I get the chance to travel, I travel. Whether I'm going for a walk, whether I'm, you know, booking a flight, whether I'm booking a bus ticket, like, wherever I can travel to, I'm going, you know? And my friends, I've really gotten into the habit of, if it's an opportunity that shows up outside of town, outside of New York, I'm going. Like, I'm going to find a way to get there. I may not know how, but I'm going to find a way to get there, you know? And I think because I've been traveling solo for so long that I don't want to be held back, you know, by somebody who wants to travel, but they can't. You know, I don't want to be held back. And maybe I'm wrong for looking at it like that, but I think because I've been a solo traveler for so long, that's just how I see it, you know? Like, I'm like, I don't want to be held back. You know, when an opportunity comes up, you don't always have time to think about it. You know what I mean? You don't always have time to sit and guess or sit and think, you know? So I love to travel. And so I'm grateful that my mom exposed me to travel early on, you know? And so now I can carve out my own experiences. And that's another thing too. I've always liked going places myself. I never liked feeling like somebody is talking me out of an experience. Because as soon as they start talking to me about it and telling me, oh, well, I didn't like this or I didn't like that, my mind automatically goes to, okay, but that was your experience. I want to have my own experiences when I go places, when I travel. I want my own experiences, you know? So being around people who love to travel has really just rubbed off on me. And now it's like, you know, travel is a major, major thing for me. You know, whether I'm in a relationship, whether I'm single, like, travel is just a major, major thing for me, you know? And that's one thing that I'm proud that my mother exposed me to early on, was travel. And now I'm kind of like, you know, now that I've seen, because I feel like I've seen most of the U.S., I feel like I've seen most of it. I'm ready to go international now. I am. I'm ready to go international, you know, and I'm ready to go international. You know what I mean? So that's something else that I'm going to be looking at. That's definitely something else I'm going to be looking at, man. So that would be my greatest gift, or my mother's greatest gift that I feel to me, was to travel. Because I've seen Miami, Las Vegas, New Jersey, upstate, Massachusetts, all of these places, man, that are beautiful in their own way. And it's made me culturally diverse. Like, I love being culturally diverse, man. So if anybody out there is going to be listening to this, what is a gift, not a tangible gift, but what is a gift that you're grateful that your parents exposed you to, or that they gave you, or something like that? Like, what is something that you look back and you know what? I may not have understood why at the time, but I'm glad I understand, like, now. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was travel. So much love to y'all. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following me on this podcast journey. And this is Beloved, or David, and I'm out.